You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The latest Bank of International Settlements bulletin has come out suggesting that the public debt situation in Africa is of serious concern, especially amidst the global headwinds that markets are facing. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with Senior Research Fellow at the Center for the Advancement of Scholarship at the University of Pretoria, Professor Daniel Bradlow joins me on the line now to see what we make of this report. Prof, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts around the African debt crisis, is it isolated to Africa? Is it something that, I suppose the report particularly focuses on Africa, but is it something that is distinctly different from what's happening everywhere else in the world?
Good evening and thanks for having me. It's not only an African problem, it's a problem of many developing countries. But there is a particular African dimension to it, I guess. There are about 20 or 21 countries that the IMF thinks are at risk of being in debt distress, which doesn't mean that they necessarily will have a debt crisis, but that they're under pressure to meet their debt obligations. And so that does create a problem for the country, for the continent. And then in addition, there's some countries which are already either in debt, have defaulted on their debt, such as Zambia or Ghana, which are now working their way out, or countries like Senegal, which are in serious risk of defaulting and are having a real debt crisis at the moment. So it is a varied picture. And because of the situation in the Gulf and the El Nino effect, the risk that African countries could experience more debt crises is significant.
Prof, let's look at that Middle East development and how it is that that's potentially impacting the market. You mentioned, of course, that it has the potential to increase the debt crisis situation. But if we look at those events, I mean, those events are external of what's happening on the African continent. I suppose, in part, they do have an impact on infrastructure development and the goals that some of the countries have, but also potentially on conversations like trade. How is it that those ongoing developments that are unfolding in the Middle East are going to potentially put more pressure on the African continent?
Well, because firstly, because of the fact that the Straits of Hormuz are closed, it means the chance for African countries to access the oil that they need is becoming more challenging. The price of oil, as we know, is going up. The price of fertilizer is going up. So that has knock-on effects to countries in the region who have to spend more, either subsidizing oil, or the population has to live with the inflation that follows from higher prices. And that puts pressure on the government budgets, in either through more spending on the subsidizing of these things, or on the fact that they're getting less revenue because the economy's in crisis. So it is causing problems. The El Nino could affect that as well because it could cause droughts in certain parts of the continent. So both of those effects, if they go on, will have a significantly negative effect on African countries. In addition, the uncertainty that's being caused by all this means that markets are less willing on average to lend money to African countries. And so they're becoming more dependent on a relatively smaller pool of potential finance.
Prof, that pool of finance might be growing smaller, but we are seeing that countries on the African continent aren't all sitting idly by. Some governments are taking important policy steps to mitigate some potential adverse impacts of what might be happening around the world. Some governments are very proactive around how it is that they're utilizing the funds that they're obtaining from financial institutions like the World Bank and the IMF. How is it that African countries are deciding to navigate these challenges differently? And could that be potentially the difference maker between avoiding a sovereign debt crisis as a country and potentially accessing capital that is critical at a time like this and using that to improve the country?
So there definitely are moves that African countries are making. A number of them are borrowing from new sources. So, for example, Kenya swapped some of its debt from dollars into Chinese yuan. A number of other countries are looking at doing that. Countries are borrowing and looking at borrowing from Indian markets or the Turkish markets. And the biggest development is that more and more African countries are raising most of the money they need in their domestic markets. And so that helps them manage the exchange rate risk so they don't have to be as dependent on the dollar and what happens to the dollar. So that's a positive development. It has some negative effects because the cost of domestic debt tends to be higher and the maturity of the debt tends to be shorter than some of the external debts. And it's definitely much more expensive than borrowing from the World Bank or from African multilateral financial institutions. So there's a plus and a minus, I guess, from the domestic debt, but it is opening up more possibilities and reducing some of the dependency on foreign markets.
Prof, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on what you make of those borrowing habits. You touched on the fact that borrowing is increasingly coming from diverse sources, potentially new sources, and you mentioned the likes of China coming to the party there. We know that the China-Africa conversation has been developing as well around how it is that Chinese trade is being influenced or is being navigated on the African continent with things like change of currencies, but that's also happening around the world as well. I want to get your thoughts on that kind of influence. Does that represent a fundamental shift in how it is that African countries might be engaging with global markets from what we knew historically? Is there just more choice out there available in the market? Or is it that markets are finding that, okay, when one door is being pushed closed, then this might be the only door open. If not, this is the preferred door from the onset.
I suppose it's a mixed picture. The general truth is countries need to be showing that they're managing their economies well and that they can use whatever they borrow effectively. So then that gives confidence to people to lend, and also that helps the economy grow. We're going through a change in the world, so the opening up of new possibilities is definitely there. And as you said, China, India are becoming new sources of funds. There are a growing number of institutions on the African continent that are lending more and are playing a more active role in lending to African countries. So that opens up new possibilities. But if the global economy is in an uncertain situation, that definitely creates constraints on the ability of African countries to borrow externally. And so the use of domestic markets becomes greater. One of the challenges, of course, is that for many African countries is that they're small. So their domestic markets are not very big or very liquid. And so that makes raising funds domestically much harder. That's not a problem for South Africa because we have deep and liquid financial markets. But on the continent, it is becoming more challenging. And I think the lesson at the end of the day is that African countries will have to cooperate more and use more African resources. And as you say, use more intra-African trade through the Continental Free Trade Agreement and things like that as a way of developing the resources for ourselves on the continent.
Some interesting times we find ourselves in, and navigating through those times is potentially how we avoid sovereign debt crises. And we'll have to leave this conversation on that note. Professor Daniel Bradlow, Senior Research Fellow at the Center for Advancement of Scholarship at the University of Pretoria, joining us to take a look at the latest report by the Bank of International Settlements that Africa could be facing a debt problem.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.